This is Hidden Corners, Preserving Chattanooga's Architecture. In this episode, at Preserve Chattanooga, 50 Years of Historic Preservation. During 2025, Preserve Chattanooga, the nonprofit for historic preservation in this city, turns 50. It's a time to reflect, a time to celebrate, and a time to look forward. Todd Morgan is executive director of Preserve Chattanooga. This past fall, B. Lurie joined the nonprofit as its first development director. Todd, B., thanks for joining us.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Ray.
Todd, 2025 is such a milestone year for Preserve Chattanooga.
It really is. Can you believe it? We're celebrating our 50th anniversary. So a lot of folks know our organization started out as Landmarks Chattanooga in 1975 and evolved into Cornerstones for many years. And then we rebranded in 2022. So for 49 years, we've been active in the Chattanooga community.
And a lot of things are happening around this milestone year. Part of all that is you, B. You have recently joined Preserve Chattanooga.
Talk more
about your role.
So my role is a development manager, and I'm the first one that they've had, so it's really exciting. My job is to raise money and to develop partnerships with potential donors to work on the Wine Over Water event, which is having its 30th anniversary, and the Best Sellers event. And with the board, they're being givers, which, you know, they are. So it's just a very exciting place to be, and I just love Preserve Chattanooga, and Todd is just so awesome. So it's a thrill to be here.
And talk more about your background. The last time that we spoke here at WUTC was a few years ago. It was on Zoom. It was during the pandemic. You were involved in another worthy project at that time.
I had a business called Women Repair Zone, and we had women instructors teaching women home repair, home improvement, and auto maintenance skills. I had it for 3 years, but the pandemic was in the middle of it, actually more than the middle of it. We ended up with customers in 25 states and in Israel, but I couldn't get the volume that I needed because of the change in terms of how we were doing things because of the pandemic. So my investors were great about it. I pivoted from that and I wrote a book instead.
Talk more about how you came to Preserve Chattanooga.
It has been my dream since I was a teen to be able to work in preservation, and it just kind of never really worked out for lots of reasons, and I even thought in my 40s about going to school for it, but it would have been a whole change in terms of income, and I just couldn't do it. So when I was a teen, I had my first exposure to beautiful historic houses, wraparound porches, and all the incredible detail, the columns, you know, their beauty. And having lived in a house that was a real cookie-cutter house, and to see that, it was like, that's what I really wanted. So my husband and I have bought historic homes over 100 years old, and we've lived in both of the ones that we bought and restored them. Right now we live in Fort Wood, one of the historic districts in our community, in a great neighborhood. And one day I was just flipping through my email, and I've been kind of a groupie of Todd's. Like, he hasn't known this, but when he came on board, I was like, this is just a breath of fresh air. Like, he is just such a great background in preservation, and he has a lot of great ideas. And I was just like, oh my God, it's going to be the organization that I've always wanted it to be, because I had been on the board many years ago and it just couldn't get it to where we needed to get it. So when Todd would be doing different things, you know, I would show up. But I didn't, I have to be honest, I didn't always open the Preserve Chattanooga newsletters because my life is just completely crazy busy. But this time I did, and there was this job advertised. And it was like, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to be doing. This is the right time. I can do this now. I can bring all the expertise from running Girls Inc. of Chattanooga for 9 years, double the amount of income that we had, just triple the number of girls that we were serving, and all kinds of other accolades that we got. And I've never had a good boss. Like, in all the years I'm working, I've never had a good boss. And Todd is the epitome of a good boss, actually a great boss. So I'm just like in heaven, and we're going to just have fun.
This 50th anniversary year, Todd, there is a focus on neighborhoods with historic homes. Talk more about that.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank Bea for those kind words. I think of us more as partners in this. And I also want to be sure that we thank the Lynn Hurst Foundation, because it was a grant that made it possible for us to expand our capacity, which is just amazing and very timely. We have four wonderful local historic neighborhoods here in Chattanooga. We have St. Elmo and Fort Wood and Ferger Place and Battery Place, but we also have a lot of National Register neighborhoods too that don't have any kind of protection. So part of what our strategy is going forward is to really dig down deep and get to know, okay, what do the folks in Fort Wood need? Would they like to see? What's going on in St. Elmo's? Really better connect with people at the street level versus sort of a higher altitude level, so that we can start making sure that we are serving our constituents really well, but then also looking at other neighborhoods that may need also to have some help and guidance, because I know I've worked with some folks that are wondering, could we be a local historic district? You know, what's the benefits of doing that? And I love to see neighborhoods get excited about that.
We have more neighborhoods here than we give credit to that have older homes. We just need to get people in the city to be really excited about the character of these homes, the architectural details about the construction of these homes, because they really don't make homes the way they used to. This is just the 50s years, an amazing opportunity to get everybody focused, you know, on why this stuff matters. And it does. These neighborhoods are just these microcosms of the city, and it's like a small town, those kinds of neighborhoods. And that's what we really want to make sure, that they have the tools that they need to be able to preserve this incredibly beautiful structures that they have.
We're at such a pivotal time in the city. I want people in Chattanooga to know what they have here is so special. Mm-hmm. I grew up in the Knoxville area, so I've been a working resident in Chattanooga for 3 years, but I've had family here for ages. When you drive around and you look at these beautiful buildings and neighborhoods, and then I visit places, Atlanta, Charlotte, Nashville, different places where you can see rapid change occurring that have really affected these places, and they're lost so quickly. In the blink of an eye, they can just disappear. And so we want to be sure that people really have an awareness of what's going on, from zoning changes to the demand for housing, and all of these factors that play into how our historic places are actually impacted as the city grows. And we want the city to grow. We're not anti-development, we're just pro-good development and thoughtful development that respects the neighborhoods.
And part of meeting people where they are on the street level, there are tours planned, there are workshops.
Yeah, so Bea and I have been strategizing workshops, from, you know, how to research your historic home to some specialty things. We're going to bring in some people to talk about things that we think will stimulate their interest in historic preservation if they haven't already gotten interested in it. And we want to be sure that people who live in historic homes have the resources that they need. So we do have an online resource. It's our Preservation Resource Center. We want that to be a place where people can go and get quick answers. It has a portal, so you can send us a question and we'll try to help you with that question too. But we launched in partnership with Chattanooga Tourism some updated self-guided walking tours downtown, so you can explore downtown and Southside. And we're going to keep expanding those tours, and we're going to work with people throughout the year on conducting live tours where you can join us to walk around. We're working with conference planners on giving tours of the city too, and not just looking at what we have and explaining the importance of them, but also looking at what's coming up, because we have some really great adaptive reuse projects going on. And when people see those and they see how successful they are, they're less intimidated about taking on one of these wonderful buildings, because we want to get those buildings that are still out there sitting empty, just waiting for somebody to fall in love and be able to put the numbers together to come in and turn them into something great again.
We also are focusing on the next generation, and the work that's done at UTC that Todd can talk about, I mean, that's also next generation, getting people interested in historic preservation.
Yeah, we love our partnership with UTC and the Department of Interior Architecture, because not only do we have classes where people can earn a minor in historic preservation, but we work with the Interior Design Senior class on a thesis project where they take a building in need and develop these extraordinary plans. I mean, it's amazing to see what these students come up with regarding adaptive reuse proposals. We worked on the Jazzy Buildings, we've worked on Dixie Mills, we've worked on the St. George. So during this academic year at UTC, we're working with the senior students on the All Saints Building. I just can't wait to see what they come up with, because I really want to see something wonderful happened to that building. It's been sitting empty for far too long, and it's just beautiful.
If
you've ever seen inside of it, just fall in love with it.
And there will be some milestones to celebrate the milestone, an awards dinner, The Return of Wine Over Water, and The Return of Bestsellers, all in this new year of 2025.
Absolutely, and we've got a few more surprises in store for folks too. So really keep an eye on what we're doing. Be sure you subscribe to our e-newsletter, follow our social media. It's going to be a great year.
If people want to keep up on all of it, talk more about where people can go online.
Please go to preservechattanooga.com. You'll see a lot of information on our website, but don't hesitate to reach out to myself, reach out to Bea. We are here to serve the community. We want to share all of the exciting things that we have going for us. And I know Bea is developing a lot of really great new relationships for us as well. Mm-hmm. So that's
absolutely
exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Todd, Bea, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Ray.
Hidden Corners, Preserving Chattanooga's Architecture, is a co-production of Scenic Roots at WUTC and Preserve Chattanooga. Learn more about Preserve Chattanooga at preservechattanooga.com. More about the podcast, available at wutc.org/hiddencorners. Thank you for listening.